I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. This 3,000-year-old vegetable was originally from India, but has spread around the world. While there are many variations on this melon family veggie, we know them mostly as green slicers and picklers. It's the cucumber. Most gardeners grow cucumbers for fresh eating in salads and smoothies or made into pickles. While the fruits are usually elongated with green skin, there are some unusual varieties that are worth growing. Lemon cucumbers grow into small, round, pale yellow balls. Believed to be originally from the Middle East and resembling a lemon in shape and coloring, this heirloom has a crunchy texture and a sweeter, less acidic taste than traditional cucumbers. I like picking them when they're only 2 to 3 inches in diameter for the best flavor. From India comes an unusually colored cucumber. Puna Kira is a yellow turning to brown-skinned elongated variety. This heavy-producing heirloom can grow 5 feet tall and trellis as well. Harvest the fruits when they're yellow for the best flavor. However, if you miss some or just want to thrill your guests, wait until it matures to brown and looks like a russet potato. Puna Kira holds its crunchiness even when fully ripe and doesn't get seedy. Plus, it's much easier to find when harvesting among the green leaves. This last cucumber is new to me, but I've tasted it and I'm ready to give it a try. Mexican sour gherkins, or cucamelons, look like miniature watermelons, but taste like cucumbers dipped in lime juice. This Central American native produces an abundance of small watermelons that are best picked when they're the size of a big grape. Eat them raw, pickled, or toss them into a cocktail just for fun. And now for this week's tip. For an early taste of spring, prune off branches of forsythia, canomalies, and redbud to force indoors. Select branches with clusters of flower buds, prune off a 1-foot-long shoot, and recut the shoot underwater once indoors. In a few weeks, you should have some flowers. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about flowering quince. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.